Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Assistant Professor of Music Stan Dahl at Central College. And Stan, you've got a big event coming up tonight, the end of the year concert. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, tonight our concert is called the Percussion Extravaganza. It's going to be featuring the Central College Percussion Ensemble and the Central College Flying Pan Steel Band. And tonight we're going to be combining both groups. It starts at 7:30 tonight at Dowser Auditorium there at Central College. It's free admission. Everyone is welcome. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be lots of variety of percussion instruments out there, from marimba ensembles to playing bottles and trash cans and plastic containers, ponchos, to garbage bags. So we have it all. But we're going to do a lot of fun tonight.
Just about anything you can think of, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Where do you find your inspiration to come up with these different percussion instruments?
Well, we're having a few different parts of our concert tonight. One is going to be traditional percussion ensemble repertoire. And then the middle of our concert, we're doing a special piece called Red Rock Rumble, which we are dedicating to our experience that we had percussion ensemble and music and time class here on campus. We got together during service day that Central College put on, and part of our project was going out to Lake Red Rock during our time. And it was raining the entire day, but we were out there cleaning up the shoreline and up in a little wooded area next to the shore, and we collected anything we saw. And it was all about just pretty much cleaning the area up. Well, the stuff that we decided we didn't want to use for our recycled equipment, we left along the sidelines for people to pick up. But then our gems that we found, we kept and we brought back to the music building. We washed things off. And tonight we're going to create a piece utilizing all of our recycled percussion instruments that we found. And then after the concert, we're going to recycle all the instruments back into... I think so. It's a very, very fun project. We had a great rehearsal last night, and it's very, very unique. And it's fun to hear the different sounds you can create off of normal everyday trash.
Sure. And is this a piece composed by students? Is this kind of a?
Yeah. This piece was composed by students and myself and Dr. Mitchell Lutch. The two of us kind of combined together on this project, so we. With the students, we combined all these elements and got their ideas, and we created a piece last night. And I think tonight's going to be a really, really fun experience.
Some space for some improvisation and have a little fun with
yep.
it.
Yep, yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
So maybe a nice little soundtrack to the whole free cycling movement, something like that.
Yes, exactly.
And so speaking of interesting sounds, you're also the director of the Flying Pans group here on
right.
campus. And Flying Pans, of course, performing at Tulip Time later this week.
Yeah.
Just briefly, if you could explain a little bit about what folks can expect at that concert, and then talk a little bit about the Flying Pans.
Sure. The Central College Flying Pans are actually going to be performing tonight as well on part of that concert, but then also again at Tulip Time on Saturday. And we have two shows there at the Pella Opera House. One is at 4:30 and one is at 6:30. And you can get purchase tickets there at the Pella Opera House. Both are going to be lots of fun. It's going to be an hour-filled concert full of traditional calypso and soca favorites to some other unique rock blended sounds. We'll have some Latin music in there. Lots of fun, and you never know what's going to come out of those concerts. But the Central College Flying Pan Steel Band has been around for about 11 years now. And it's comprised of, if you're not familiar with steel drums, the instrument is actually made out of 55-gallon oil barrels. So another very recyclable material.
Very much, yeah.
So we try to go green here at Central. the sounds that are produced off of the 55-gallon oil barrels are, when you're pounding down, when the people who make these steel pans, steel drums, They pound down on the top of these oil barrels, then they pound out the notes from the bottom side, then they shape it into individual pitches. We have small notes, large notes. The smaller the note, the higher the pitch. The larger the note, or larger the bubble, the lower the pitch. So we have a whole variety of pans, from really low to really big drums to really smaller drums, smaller pitches. So we have a whole concert band full of metal instruments called these steel pans. So it's a lot of fun.
And as I look around your office, I see tributes to Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith and a Christmas concert and so many different genres of music that you can interpret with this with this instrument.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff from classical music to rock. We definitely had some fun with the Zeppelin quite a while ago. This fall, we did a lot of themed music on a tribute to the circus. And we did a show called Cirque du Steel, complete with acrobats. We had clowns, jugglers, we had unicyclists. And it was a lot of fun. So for our concert for Tulip Time, we're going to be adding in some of our music we performed here this fall. We're going to have some circus music. We're going to add in some traditional music of Trinidad and Tobago, which is in the Caribbean, and that's where the birthplace of the steel pan was originated around 1946. So we're going to have a whole array of foot stomping and limbo-fied music.
Just an overall good time. Yeah. What is it about the steel drum that lends itself to being so adaptable to different kinds of music? I feel like it has this sort of everyman quality to it. It's a very easy instrument to get into, something that one can make. You know, anybody can make one. It certainly takes some skill to make one properly and to make it sound good, but just to be able to have fun and to have a sort of a release like that, it seems very less formal than other things.
Well, yeah, I think definitely the thing that drew me to the steel pan was the sound. It has a very magical sound. It's a very interesting quality, a very fun timbre. You can have a very mellow sound when all the pans are rolling together for really lush, gorgeous sounds, to the very energy-driven, syncopated sounds of the calypso and soca music. Very rhythmic elements, which are just very fun to play. The students on campus are comprised of both music and non-music majors, and there's a lot of people who are in the group that are non-percussionists, so you don't have to be a percussionist. I mean, even though steel pans are percussion instruments, people come if they want to learn how to play steel pans, they can play steel pans. And it's very interesting to see the array of people. I even have people in the group who have never been in a musical ensemble before. So I'll teach them how to read some music and talk about rhythmic elements. And
so I think that speaks volumes also to the allure of this instrument.
Oh yes, definitely. It's something that is very, you know, it captivates audiences and it makes people want to listen. A lot of times people might think that they think of like a big trash can. They can't imagine the sounds that actually come out of the instrument.
Yeah. And some wonderful sounds that we can look forward to both tonight and later on this week at Tulip Time.
Definitely.
All right. Well, Stan, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Again, that was our guest, Stan Dahl, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.